but powerful belief. Government exists for one reason above all others, to protect the people it serves. When I placed my hand on the Bible and took the oath of office, I made a solemn promise, a promise not to special interests, not to political pressure, not to the loudest voices in the room, but to the citizens of Wicomico County. I promised to defend the Constitution, I promised to uphold the rule of law, and I promised to do everything within my authority to keep our communities safe. Public safety is not a partisan issue. It is not a campaign slogan. It is not an abstract talking point debated in distant political circles. It is deeply personal. It is the right of every parent to tuck their child into bed at night knowing their neighborhood is secure. It is the right of seniors to walk across our streets without fear. It is the right of every business owner, every worker, and every family to live, work, and build a future in a community that is safe and stable. Public safety is the foundation upon which freedom, opportunity, and prosperity are built. Without it, nothing else matters. The first bill I'm going to talk about is Senate Bill 245. Yesterday, I was in Annapolis till late at night testifying unequivocally opposed to this bill. This legislation would prohibit the state of Maryland, local governments, county sheriffs, law enforcement, correctional officers from entering into immigration enforcement agreements with federal authorities. Even worse, it would require the termination of any existing agreements by July 1st, 2026. Let me be very clear what that means. It means criminals who are arrested in our jail could be released back into our neighborhoods instead of being safely transferred into federal custody. It means violent offenders and repeat criminals could be returned to our streets. It means law enforcement and correctional officers would be stripped of a critical tool used to keep dangerous individuals out of our communities. This bill does not make Maryland safer. It does not make Wicomico County safer. It makes our citizens more vulnerable. And some may question whether this is truly an issue or ask for proof that it is happening here in our community. In my book right here, which I can show you, I have a list of current and former inmates who self-disclosed that the United States is not their country of birth. This list identifies the offense they were charged with and whether they are still in custody. I'm sure our sheriff will speak in greater detail about this, but just to give you a clear picture of what we are facing, this list includes non-citizens who have been charged with or convicted of crimes such as second-degree murder, first-degree rape, and sexual abuse of a minor, and not one of those individuals remains in custody today. That means that they are back on our streets, living among our families, neighbors, and community members. This is not a theoretical concern. It is happening here, and it directly affects the safety of Wicomico County. Forcing local governments to sever lawful partnerships with federal authorities is reckless and irresponsible. It puts ideology ahead of public safety, and it puts politics ahead of people, and it puts law-abiding families at risk. Ignoring threats to public safety does not make them disappear. Looking the other way does not make our community stronger. Refusing to act does not make us compassionate, it makes us negligent. And that is why I am proud to announce that my administration has committed to entering into the 287G program, specifically the Warrant Service Officer model. This decision is rooted in responsibility, not rhetoric, in leadership, not politics, and in duty, not convenience. The 287G program is a lawful and long-standing partnership between local governments and law enforcement agencies and federal authorities. It allows trained local officers to work cooperatively with federal agencies to identify and remove individuals who commit serious crimes and pose threats to our communities. The 287G Warrant Service Officer model does not, and I repeat, does not authorize street-level immigration enforcement, traffic stops, or random checks. It applies only to individuals who are already in custody and subject to valid federal warrants. This is about targeting dangerous offenders. It is about repeat criminals. It is about those who victimize our residents and undermine public safety. It is not about families. It is not about hardworking neighbors. It is not about people who are simply trying to live their lives peacefully and contribute to our community. The county's decision aligns with the recent remarks made by Tom Homan, our border czar, during a National Desk Live interview, where he emphasized the public safety benefits of a jail-based cooperation. He said, if they let us in their jail, we could arrest the bad guy in the safety and security of a jail. But because they normally release them, Now we got to go into the community and find them. Then they're mad we're in the community. So if they don't let us in the jail, we are going into the community. Let me be absolutely clear. Wicomico County will always respect due process, human dignity, and the Constitution of the United States. We will treat every individual with fairness and professionalism, but we will also respect the rule of law. And we will respect the expectation of our residents that their government will act decisively to protect them. While I understand that this agreement may be short-lived for now, I can tell you that if this law is to pass in the state of Maryland and we have to terminate our agreement, further legal action will occur across the state. Leadership requires courage, the courage to make hard decisions, the courage to stand firm when the pressure is great, the courage to act even when it's controversial, even when it invites criticism, even if it would be easier to remain silent. This county is strong because our people are strong. Our law enforcement officers are dedicated professionals who put their lives on the line every day. Our families deserve leaders who will not hesitate when their safety is at stake. And as your county executive, I will always stand with law enforcement. I will always stand with victims, and I will always stand with their families. And I will always stand with the men and women who simply want to live a safe, lawful, and secure community. That is my promise, that is my duty, and that is what I continue to fight for every single day. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless Wicomico.